Let's open the Bible together to Psalm 23. We'll read the psalm and for a short while tonight, consider the last verse. Verse 6 will be the text. Let us hear the word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Usually in our everyday experience, it's an ominous thing. A frightening experience to feel like you're being followed. Perhaps you think in the world of nature, a pack of wolves stalking their prey, tracking from behind until that prey is cornered and there's no escape, or a pack of wolves putting in the chase, outrunning their prey and dragging it to the ground and devouring it. It's often an ominous thing, a frightening thing to be followed. Yet, Psalm 23, the shepherd's psalm, which summarizes and explains in the most beautiful, heartwarming, and simple imagery the covenant relationship of God and his people, explaining it in terms of relationship of sheep to their shepherd. The shepherd's psalm, which is one of those most comforting passages in all of the Bible, such that we know it so well. Perhaps all of us could recite it from heart. Very interestingly, the shepherd's psalm ends with a statement, "We're followed. We're followed. Sheep of the shepherd are followed all the days of their life." Something that ordinarily would be a cause for fear is something incredibly beautiful and comforting here. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This psalm, which is the inspired psalmist's confession of faith, a confident confession of faith, ends with those words, a comforting statement of fact, that throughout all of his life, this he is sure of: there will always be goodness and mercy for him. What beautiful words, what comforting words to take with us into a new week, to be reminded of. Words to take out of the storehouse of the Scriptures in the heart. These are words we've hidden in our hearts since we were young. How often do we pull them out, meditate upon them, and walk in light of them? Whatever we're going through, whatever life is like right now, this is true. Goodness, mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'm forever followed by God's goodness and mercy. So let's look at that tonight. Forever followed is our theme. We're first going to answer the question, what, then when, and then finally, whereunto. Goodness and mercy, those are the followers that this text sets before us. Goodness and mercy. And as is characteristic of poetry, we have a beautiful poetic device here called personification. Goodness and mercy are here personified as persons who follow the sheep of Jehovah. They are portrayed as persons that the Good Shepherd himself has stationed to attend to each and every one of his sheep. Goodness and mercy. Goodness is a word with such a broad range of meaning, and the broad range of meaning and the various ways that we use the word good can sometimes dilute the potency of this word and this idea of good. But goodness isn't just what suits our taste. Goodness in the Bible means so much more. Good is that which is truly beneficial for us. The good is that which is conducive to our well-being, to our flourishing, to our becoming and being more fully what God would have us to be. Good. And mercy. We're familiar with mercy, having a couple weeks ago looked at Jesus' beatitude, the statement, "Blessed are the merciful," and we can readily recall that mercy is compassion and pity for one who is suffering. Compassion and pity that reaches out to lend a hand to help, and lend a hand to lift, and to support, and to save, if it can. But this word mercy in the text has more than that implied in it. The Hebrew word here is very rich. It means also a steadfast love of God and a steadfast faithfulness. It's one of the key words of the covenant. All of that is packed in here. And our King James Version often and beautifully translates it loving kindness to try to capture all of those ideas which are packed into that one word. You see how those ideas fit so well together. Mercy is faithful. Mercy doesn't give up. Mercy seeks to help, to support, to save. Mercy has compassion and pity that keeps on reaching out. It is faithful. It is steadfast. And goodness and mercy are here personified because there is indeed a person that stands behind them. Not just a person, but persons. The divine persons of the triune God. We have here a personification of the attributes of God. God who is good. God who is mercy. God who is steadfast love. God who is unfailingly and changelessly faithful. See, the one who starts the psalm is also the one who ends the psalm because he's the whole content of the psalm, and he's the reason for all of the comfort of the psalm and the confidence that the believer can have. The Lord is my shepherd. So the psalm begins, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And goodness and mercy there is talking about the Lord my shepherd. And it's expounding unto us the character of the Lord our shepherd. He is good. He is good. He is merciful. He is loving in the deepest sense, and he is faithful. That's his character. And that being his character, and he being the perfect God who is unchangeable, who is completely self-consistent, that character is expressed then in all that he is and all that he does and all that he thinks and all that he speaks towards us, his people. It's the character that comes through in the conduct and in the care of the Lord our shepherd. And the whole psalm is about that, the goodness and the mercy of God the Good Shepherd, which is the reason and the foundation for the confidence and the rest and the peace and the joy of the sheep. Really, when you go back up from verse 6 and you go through the rest of Psalm 23, what you have is God's goodness and mercy. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What goodness of God there that He should be my shepherd and take me for His sheep. What goodness of God that He should fill me with such good that I can say, I shall not want because I have all things necessary for this life and the next. What mercy because I do not deserve any of those things and yet He lavishes them upon me. How good is this shepherd who makes me to lie down in green pastures. Throughout the course of my life, He leads me like His sheep. He feeds me, He provides for me, not only my daily bread, but my spiritual food. He, by His word, upholds and feeds. He makes me rest beside still waters. There is His goodness, there is His mercy. He restores my soul when I stumble and fall because I'm a foolish sheep filled with wanderlust. He seeks me. He finds me. Just think of Luke 15 in the parable of the Good Shepherd. When that one sheep foolishly leaves the sheepfold, the shepherd goes out into the wilderness. And he finds that sheep. He takes that sheep and he lays that sheep on his shoulders and he brings that sheep home. He restores. He restores. When we, through our sheepish folly, thrust ourselves into sin. He restores when we are an empty husk, exhausted, weary, beaten down. He restores by refreshing us. He revives, He strengthens, He renews. The Spirit of the Good Shepherd is what leads us in those paths of righteousness, more and more conforming us to the character of the Shepherd. He teaches us to walk in the way that is right, all for His name, for His name's sake, for His glory. He stakes His honor on our well-being. What a Shepherd, good and merciful. Even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, in the deepest, darkest places, the shepherd abides, watchful, careful, keeping His sheep, such that we need not fear. What goodness, what mercy! Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Such victory and such safety does the good shepherd give His sheep, that they can at peace feast in the very presence of their enemies. He anoints our heads with oil. He sets that cup that runneth over with all of His blessings. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy. Those are the followers of the text. But now back to that striking, striking fact of the text. The thing that the text here highlights for us is that goodness and mercy are portrayed as following us. That's really a beautiful idea here at the end of Psalm 23. The Scriptures speak of God going before us as our leader, and that's very much implied in the opening verse of Psalm 23. How often a shepherd leads his sheep from the front to protect them from whatever enemies, whatever dangers await ahead. You think of God leading His flock Israel through the wilderness, going before them, visibly manifesting Himself as a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, going before, leading. Often the Scriptures speak of God as surrounding us like a protecting shield. How often does that idea occur in the Psalms? God is our buckler, our shield. He is our strong high tower, our fortress, our protection that surrounds us. God is pictured like a mother bird who shelters her chicks beneath her overshadowing wings, surrounding us with protection. The Scriptures speak of God being with us. That comes out in the psalm before us as well. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. We've noticed before how potent that preposition with is. It's one of the prepositions of the covenant. It implies fellowship, protection. God sticks by us. He sticks by his people, and the fullness of his divine being and all of his attributes are with us. But here, there's the unique idea of following us. God's goodness and his mercy follow us. God in his goodness and his mercy follow us. And that word follow, the Hebrew that David etched upon the scroll, is much stronger than the English we have on the page. It's not describing something that's trailing us from a distance behind. But the word here really means to chase after, to run after, to pursue, even hunt down. In other places, it's translated to persecute. And so the idea of the word is a relentless pursuit, a tireless chase, but so very different than the relentless pursuit of wolves seeking to devour their prey. Instead, we have here the relentless pursuit of God's goodness and mercy that will never let his people out of his sight, that will never let his people get away from him. Goodness and mercy that is always following us, sticking close by us, pursuing, chasing, keeping up, always right there behind you. Goodness and mercy, which have your back, your most vulnerable spot. Goodness and mercy. And kind of think about them here like Jehovah's sheepdogs. Shepherd in other parts of the world would have sheepdogs that would help him herd the sheep. Maybe you've seen video of that before, those well-trained dogs, how they steer the sheep and guide them from behind and push them where they need to go, except Jehovah's sheepdogs don't nip at our heels, don't bite at our heels, but it's goodness and mercy that though they are always hot on our heels, they're there blessing us, nudging us forward down the straight and narrow way, comforting, consoling. What blessed followers we have, chasing us, pursuing us. Now you connect that with God's plan and work of salvation, and you see what an extraordinary truth this is. Goodness and mercy follow me. Because the Good Shepherd followed me. The Good Shepherd followed his sheep down into the darkness of sin and death. The Good Shepherd followed his sheep so that he could open the door of the house of the Lord to them. The Good Shepherd followed the sheep down from heaven. He chased after them when they thrust themselves into the abyss of sin and into the snares of death. The Good Shepherd pressed so close to his sheep, for he has become incarnate of the Holy Ghost and was born of the Virgin Mary, that he might be the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of his sheep. Goodness and mercy have followed us, chased after us, unworthy sinners. When Jesus was born in poverty, in the cold of the lowly stable in Bethlehem, goodness and mercy were following us. Jesus ministered in Judea, in Perea, in Galilee. Every blind eye that he opened, every diseased body that he healed, every demoniac that he freed, every word that he preached penetrating into the hearts of lost people, goodness and mercy pursuing at the heels of wandering sheep, even as judgment and wrath followed Christ all the days of his life. His whole life was a walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and what a shadow it was, because the shadow of the cross hung over him. He was born into the world to go to Calvary, to go to hell for us, to rescue wayward sheep from the lion's mouth, to heal them from the poison that they've ingested and keep on ingesting, to rescue us from our folly. He, our high priest, our good shepherd, and our humble sin-bearing lamb, bound and laid upon the altar of the cross, so that by the shedding of his blood, he might release the flood of God's goodness and mercy to follow us all the days of our life. What a shepherd, and what a climactic end, beautiful end to this comforting shepherd's psalm. That's the what. Goodness and mercy, God's saving goodness and mercy that come to us through Christ and for Christ's sake. And the last verse of the psalm resounds with the same confident note with which it began. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. There is a certainty here. David knows this from experience. He knows it by faith. He knows it. He's gone through it. His God has ever been faithful to him. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, he says, all the days of my life. And there's the comforting when of this verse. When? Forever. All the time, all the days of my life. Goodness, God's goodness, God's mercy, God's steadfast love, God's steadfast faithfulness, all of it follows me, pursues me, chases me, hunts me down, is hot on my heels at all times, in all places, every day, through every season, everywhere I go. That's what the text is saying. In the good days, yes, in the good days, or what we call good days because they're easy days, or things go well, all seems sunny. Sometimes in those days we call good, we might even for a time forget about evil and the troubles of life. But the reality so often is that what we call good days are fewer and farther between than we would like. Because so often this life is full of the troubles and the trials that weigh us down. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That verse presents this as a continuous walk. That is often what this life is like. The valley of the shadow of death. It's not just the good days, but it's the bad days. And it's the worst of days. When goodness and mercy follow me, pursue me, sustain me. That's what gave David comfort. You think of David's life. We don't know exactly when David wrote this psalm, but think of all that David went through. Just from the time that Samuel anointed him to be the next king over Israel, through that horrible time in his life of being persecuted by Saul, being on the run, to the time of his kingship, which certainly had its ups as well as its very deep downs, How these words must have sustained David. God has put them in the Scriptures for us too, for every day. For the good days, for the bad days, for the days when all my plans come apart, when that unforeseen trial intrudes itself into my life and everything seems like it's in shambles, when I'm struck with sickness, when age gets the better of me, when I'm on the operating table, when I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death in a very real way because someone I love is on their deathbed, or when I face the prospect of death, when I go through terrible betrayal, suffering at the hands of a loved one who I trusted, when I feel like I'm living in a burning house. This is changelessly true. Surely, surely, the Word of God says, goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. There's nowhere I can go to escape them. There's nothing in all the world that can get goodness and mercy off my trail, off my track. There's nothing that can separate us from the love of God, our Savior, in Christ Jesus. No matter how dark the night becomes, no matter how deep the pit is, no matter how heavy the burden, no matter how horrific the evil you face, no matter how unmovable the problems of life seem, the Good Shepherd never recalls goodness and mercy. It's never too much for His goodness and mercy to get you through. Even when we foolishly, like sheep, bolt and run, or cracking underneath the strain, question the Shepherd's management of us and call His wisdom into question, still, goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life. Even when we can't see them. Sometimes David's sheep didn't see David there, and they got skittish. And it's not because David wasn't there, it's because they were sheep. Their limited vision, their limited capacity to understand things happening to them, they were sheep. And so it is with us. Sometimes it seems like the shepherd isn't there. Sometimes it feels like goodness and mercy aren't there, but they are. They are, even when we can't see them with our sheep's eyes or understand how God is working in His goodness and His mercy because our sheep's minds can't comprehend, can't make sense of it. God's word abides true. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. For a sheep, just knowing the presence of the shepherd calms. For the Christian, just knowing the presence of our shepherd, His goodness and mercy calms, strengthens, gives hope. Maybe you think of the beautiful words in Lamentations 3 that are incorporated into that beautiful hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. They're new every morning because they follow us everywhere. They're on our trail. They're right there behind us. Goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life. So, people of God, whether today's been a good day or a bad day or one of the worst of days, whether tomorrow is a good day, a bad day, or one of the worst of days, take this Word of God, hide it in your heart, hold on to it, devour it. It is your spiritual food. that will strengthen you, get you through whatever those days are. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When? Forever. Every day. Until at last the shepherd gets us to our destination. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23 is the roadmap of the Christian life. And the most amazing thing about this roadmap of Psalm 23 is it doesn't give us all of the details of the twists and the turns and where to go left and where to go right and what we're going to meet at this juncture on the road. Because we, the sheep, don't need to know that. It's not we ourselves getting ourselves to the destination. It's not dependent on our knowing the way or having an exhaustive knowledge of where to turn or what obstacle we're going to meet down the road. That's the shepherd's business. The roadmap of Psalm 23 just focuses on the shepherd and who's with us and who's leading us and who's behind us. And that's all we need to know to get safely to the destination. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, for He is with me. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life and chase me and nudge me and push me all the way to heaven's threshold. To the destination where I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And there's the wonderful whereunto. Just as sheepdogs are used by shepherds in the Western world to get the sheep into the fold, to guide them through the door so that the shepherd can close the door of that sheepfold with all of them safely inside, so God's goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life through every twist and turn, through all of the deepest gullies in the valley of the shadow of death, from behind, bringing us to heaven's door. The place the Good Shepherd has prepared for His sheep. And when His goodness and mercy have finished the job, so to speak, they don't go away. We enjoy them forevermore in the Father's house, dwelling with Him, dwelling in the house of the Lord forever, where we will experience the goodness of God like never before, where we will see with clarity like never before His mercies towards us in the whole course of our life, when those times that here and now it felt like goodness and mercy were nowhere to be found, we'll understand it and we'll see, no, they were there. And how they were there and how they got us through. We'll share that life, enjoy that fellowship, delighting in God, God delighting in us, the covenant made perfect. That's the where unto. So tomorrow and every day, take out Psalm 23. It's your map to heaven. And study it as it's intended to be studied. Study it to see more and more and more of the shepherd who leads you. To trust and cast yourself upon Him more and more and more. And find your peace and calm in Him more and more and more. He leads from the front. He guards on every side. His goodness and His mercy follow all the days of your life. Amen. Our faithful God and our Heavenly Father, We thank Thee for this map to heaven, Psalm 23. We've read it so many times. We've heard so many sermons preached on it. We've memorized it. May these words come to us with freshness, and with power, and with comfort. For each of us in our own particular circumstances, for each of us in our own particular trials, and whatever we're going through in this time of life, Thou knowest. Assure us of that surely that began our text, that surely goodness and mercy follow me each and every day. Cause us to feel it, to experience it, to rest in it. And strengthen our hands, strengthen our feet, strengthen our hearts to go forward on life's pathway, trusting and following our shepherd. Bless Thy word to our hearts this evening. May Thy word give us joy and give us peace. Hear our prayer for Jesus' sake. Amen.